ABC.
The highly esteemed Goon Show.
Stop! Oh, stop that sinful American music. Seacom, take off those carbon plus fours. And listen to the story entitled, In Honor Bound.
My name is Neddy Seagull. I was a gas meter inspector. It all began the day of the annual general board meeting of the South Balham Gas Board.
Gentlemen, I have here the books for the financial year just ended. By the look of them, gas is here to stay. I am glad to say, that the South Balham Gas Colossus has made a gross profit of no less than £3.12.09. Now then.
Have you seen my teeth?
You left them on your saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
Now then, I'll read the vital balance sheets. Credits. Sales of rare gases, £18. Expenses, one bag of Coke, 8 and 8 pence. Electric fire for office heating, £2.11 and 4 pence. Replacing light bulbs in gas board premises, 13 shillings and 10 pence. Saxophone lessons for chairman's wife, £3.08 and 9 pence.
Do we have to pay for saxophone lessons,
buddy? Oh, yes.
Oh, dear.
You never know when it might come in useful.
Sinful.
What about our lads in trafficking?
Next, we have the, I've overlooked an entry here. An outstanding debt of £4.19 and 6 pence. Don't worry. I shall set this right at once. Ned Seagun?
Yes, Speaker. Inspector Seagun reporting for duties off.
Seagun, go to this address and serve them a 7-day final notice.
Yes, sir. What's this? President Fred Casarosa? I've been needed of arrest. That's South America.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, then you'd better borrow the gas board's bicycle.
But, sir, it's overseas.
What is our bicycle doing overseas?
I mean, Argentina is overseas. How can I get there on a bicycle?
Well, you must have it waterproof, that's all.
Thank you, sir.
And get the wood, you
know. I haven't thought of that. Well, goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Dear listener, you doubtless are wondering how it is that the South Balham Gas Board supplies gas to Argentina. It was thanks to the enterprise of a British major who in 1939 shipped a cylinder of gas there.
Yes, on arrival in Argentina, it was this man I contacted.
The heat. Gladys.
Si, senor.
Turn off one of those women and put some more ice on the fire, will you? I surrender. Who's there?
Red Seagull,
South Valham gas balls.
Quick, burn the books. Tear up those revolting postcards. Take those women out of my room. Take all those for sale signs up for furniture and help me get the floor back under this carpet. Come in.
Good morning.
I'm sorry your journey's all been wasted. I posted the account books back to Balham this morning. Goodbye. Get out of here. Goodbye.
Now, look here, Major. Enough of this tomfoolery.
Do you play the saxophone?
Only during the mating season. Now, look here. I'm here to deliver a final demand notice to a President Fred. Now, how do I contact him?
Come to this window, lad. That White House in the square is President Fred's headquarters.
But how can I get through the hail of bullets?
Look, be outside the back door at midnight. I shall send a man to guide you.
Very well, but remember, if I'm not back within 7 days, don't hesitate to cut off their gas supply.
Right.
Farewell!
Man from Laramie. Hello, Moriarty.
Yes, do you play the saxophone?
Only in the mating season.
Good.
Listen, there's a Charlie from Balham coming over to collect a gas bill from President Fred. It's only £3.12 and 9.
Bloodduck, that money was paid to you last month.
Yes, I know. But look, be a good fellow and settle it up.
How can we pay him? President Fred has vanished with all the money. I think you'd better come over here right at once.
Very well, I will. Pausing only for Max Gildred.
That night at midnight, I waited in a specially darkened doorway for the coming of the stranger who was to guide me on my perilous mission. I was so heavily disguised that not even my own mother would have recognized me.
Evening, Nettie.
Good evening, Mother. Wearing an anthracite tie, lead waistcoat, with an electric guitar plunging to the train line.
Are you Nutty Sriegel?
I am.
Oh, good. You've been waiting long?
Yes.
Who for?
You idiot.
Oh.
Now,
fine.
How do I get through the firing line to President Fred's headquarters?
How do you get there? You go straight up that road there.
Cut the shooting down it.
Oh, don't go that way. You take this road here. They're not shooting up that one.
That road doesn't lead to
it. Oh, don't take that one. I talked to the tree.
Any other ideas?
Yeah.
You play the saxophone?
No. Well, I better be getting along now. I thought...
Don't go! Look! Oh. But, my dear, the sewers. That's how we get there. Quick, down this manhole.
Oh.
Now.
Oh.
I'm going to roll up my trousers.
Why?
I've got nice legs. Wait!
You naughty man.
The man from the nursery. Wait! Wait, what's that ahead?
It's a hen.
Yes. But whose is it?
It is mine, McGee. Thank you for the sausage.
Who are you, little cardboard-clad frogman?
I will give you a musical clue. Close your eyes first. Did you get him close? Right. Moves left, picks up flannel zither. Bling, de bling, de bling, de bling. Bling, de bling, de bling, de bling. Minky, nucky, new. Minky, nucky, new. Bling, tang, bling, de de bling. Bling, de bling, de 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 bling. De ying, tang, with a light pole. Minky, new.
I know. A man from Laramie.
I've been trying you. I'm not the Laramie type man. I'm the hairy lamb type man. Goes into singing chorus. Leading by the
blue. Save that lovely voice.
Oh.
Tonight is not the Harry Lime game.
Isn't it?
No. Tonight is the South American President Fred game.
Oh, do not go in. Wait for me, wait. Quickly throws away silly old jitter. Makes brown paper lariat. Reverses mum's old drawers to make cowboy trousers. And picks up hair and fiber banjo. Oh. Now, wait a minute, I've not said that right. It's Olay, that's it. It's spelt O, that's it. I'm ready for the new game. Ride, Vaquero, ride.
Well done, little thrice adolescent hybrid. Lead me to President Fred's headquarters, and this quarter of licorice all sorts is yours.
Oh, licorice. Oh, Olay, it's good. Thanks. I must be careful how many of those I eat. Jump onto this cardboard boot box. Hurriedly wraps up Capitan in brown paper parcel labeled explosives and stuffs him through headquarters letterbox. Jumps onto passing dust cart and exits left of Bibola before the price goes up. Think, there wasn't a very big part for Bluebottle this week, was there?
By the magic of licorice, the scene now changes through the suspicious parcels testing chamber in President Fred's headquarters.
Great pipe. This mysterious parcel has just arrived by mysterious parcel post. Mysteriously.
Right, Moriarty. Steam the stamp off and cash it.
Right.
What?
I don't like the expression on this parcel's label. I wonder what's in it.
Hello?
I'll tell you what's in the parcel. It is I, Gas Meter Inspector Harry Seagoon, South Balham Gas Board. You have 7 days to pay a gas bill of £3.12.
Oh. Do you play the saxophone?
Only occasionally. Now, remember, you have 7 days to pay. You can post your check to me, care of this parcel.
Moriarty?
Yes?
Open this parcel.
Right. Together, you're the strongest. You take the brown paper. I'll take the string.
Oh, thank heavens you arrived.
Capriti nux.
The string was getting rather tight. Now then, what about this gas bill, eh? President Fred owes the South Balham Gas Board £3.12.09.
Look, I'll tell you what. Go down to the basement, read the meter, and just make sure.
Right. Come, Eccles.
That'll give us breathing space, Moriarty.
Good.
I say, how empty the room is without him.
Supersy! The counter-revolutionaries with tanks are attacking!
We've got to evacuate.
Why?
The rent's much too high here. Pack the floor. We're leaving.
I'll bring the ceiling.
So, the cowardly swans have run away. They're frightened of Ilhainer Aston Wheeler. Run up my personal flag.
Right
I've checked the meter, and the bill is exactly £4.
What are you talking about, you miserable English creep?
Come, come, Mr. Gritpipe. You can't fool the South Pelham Gas Board with those childish disguises and silly changes of voice. £4, please.
There is, I think, some mistake, senor. We have just second possession here this very minute. We only just lit the gas.
Good heavens, I'm dreadfully sorry. In that case, you couldn't have used more than a therm or two, could you? I'll go down and read the meter again. Excuse me.
When he comes up, pay the bill and then kill him.
Quick! The President Freddy start talking!
Everybody, return to the meter!
Well done, Moriarty. Yes, well done. What a beautiful counterattack.
Indeed.
We couldn't have continued to hold their headquarters anyway. £3.10 a week, it's quite impossible.
Well, gentlemen, I've read the meter, and you are quite right. You've only put on one more firm, so that's 1 and 6, please.
Right, here's a photograph of 2 shillings.
Thank you. And here's a photograph of 6 pence change.
Thank you.
Wait, wait, it's you back again. You've cheated me. You're the people who owe the £3, 12 shillings and 9 pence.
Oh, no, that's for President Fred's responsibility. Now, go and see him, room 509.
I will. But wait. Who is this approaching, riding a tilted monkey and carrying a Macintosh saxophone? Why, it's Ray Ellington!
Some people long ago were looking for a different tune, one they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use, but this is how the blues really began. This is the way the blues began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted frail, and they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new nose, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue nose. And then they elastic, yeah, rehearsed it, and gave out with their news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. Everybody, they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that old Southland gave birth to the blues.
Here for Idiots is a resume. The revolution so far. Thank you. Chapter 2.
Oh, blimey-o. El Knocko on the door-o. Come in-o.
Good morning, President Fred. I've come to collect... Wait a minute. You don't look like President Fred. You're Major Bradnock.
Nonsense.
But if you're President Fred, there's a gas bill here which now stands at £4.
Oh, right. Well, I'll pay you. Here's a photograph of a £4 note.
Oh, thank you very much. Now I can report back to Major Bradnock. Mission completed. Gas bill paid in full.
Good. He's gone.
Ah, Bradnock. You got rid of him then?
Yes, yes.
Splendid. We, for our part, we've got rid of President Fred.
You mean to say...
Yes. He gave us all his moolah to smuggle him out of the country.
Well done, lad. Now to divide his 50 million.
50 million? Oh, yes. I have it here in this red sack.
Good, we'll split evenly. I'll take the money, and you take the sack.
Look, why should I get the lion's share?
Well.
You have the sack, and I'll take the money.
Listen, Moriarty, let us settle this thing amicably.
Oh, the 50 young thong! There!
Good heavens, that pistol was loaded. Poor Moriarty. I wonder if he played the saxophone. Taxi!
Has he gone, Moriarty?
Yes. He swallowed the bait, hook, line, and sinker.
Good.
I gave him a pistol with a blank cartridge, and he took the red sack full of the forged banknotes.
Splendid, splendid. I've got the genuine money here in this blue sack.
Oh?
Now, you go to the airport, Moriarty, and arrange to buy two air tickets.
At once.
50 million, eh? Christmas in Capri. Millions of moolah.
Talk to the trees. But they all put me... Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Yes. I see you got the old red sack full of them forged notes ready for old Budnook, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, that was a good idea of yours, having me pack the two sacks, eh? Hey, that was fine. Hey, here. Where's the blue sack for the real stuff?
This is the blue one.
Ooh. That fellow was right then.
What fellow?
That oculist fellow said I was colorblind.
You mean Bloodnock's got the real money?
Yeah. I talk to the tree. That's why they put me away. I got a mellow, did he?
Has Mr. Gritpot gone, Echo?
Oh, yeah.
And has he left us the blue sack with all the real money?
Yeah.
I like this game, don't you, Echo?
Oh, the money game.
Yes.
The big money,
money game. Christmas in Capri. Plenty of moolah. We got the
Juan, pack everything. I've millions of moolah. I must leave before Neddy gets back.
You better take that President Fred makeup off.
Oh, so yes, sir.
Major Bender! My mission's completed. Here's a photograph of a £4 note.
What? Wait. This note in the photograph, it's a forgery.
Oh. Dad, I've been tricked. Don't look. I'll go right back.
Christmas in Capri. Let me count the moolah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Hands up.
What? Put down that double-action hydraulic recoil 18-inch Moitzer.
No, it belonged to my mother.
What do you want?
Give me the sack of money.
Come, Moriarty. Old friends mustn't fall out.
Very well, we'll settle this amicably.
How?
Like this.
Ah! Shot through me gaiters.
The 15-inch on his eyeball got him.
Is he dead?
Yes. Oh! I'm shot in the cringe.
You got him.
Gritpot.
Hello, Neddy.
What are these men lying on the floor for?
We haven't got any carpets.
Oh. Look, Eccles told me that Bloodnock ran off with a red sack full of banknotes, believing them to be real.
And weren't they?
No. The real ones are with Eccles.
Oh.
Draycott.
Oh.
Hello. Is he gone?
Yes.
Fine. Fine. You know, I'm not really colorblind at all. I only said that to hold blue bottle. The blue sack you're holding is full of the real stuff.
Blue? This is a red sack.
Oh. Then you got the wrong stuff. Blue bottle's got the real stuff.
Oh. Then I must find him and collect the gas for his £4 from President Fred's treasure. Farewell!
Boy. Only a fooling vagabond. Oh, no.
Has he gone, Echo?
Yeah.
Now, we both got sacks.
Say that again.
The red one and the blue one. We have both got sacks. This is a good game, you know, Dad, what is? This is what is unlocking this game. Eccles, which sack has the real money?
The blue one.
And we'll split it 50-50. You take that nice red one, and I'll have this rotten, stinking old blue one.
Fine, fine.
And you're quite sure that you're not colorblind, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm not colorblind.
Ah. Well, goodbye, Enkel.
Goodbye, red bottle.
Boy, 3 weeks later, at the head office of the South Ballam Gas Board.
Oh, come in! Seacom! Put that blasted violin down and get up off your knees. Here, I'll hold that solenoid baby. Please, sir. Please, sir, I know I failed to collect that bill, but... couldn't I have my old job back?
I'm sorry. It's gone. Allow me to introduce our new gas meter inspector, Ballamania, President Fred.
I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
Oh, no!
Yes,
that was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Redundant Quartet and Max Gildray. The orchestra was conducted by Wallace Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Beansley, the program produced by Peter Eaton.